Okay, Carolyn, I have a question. People don't want to live a long time because they think where they would go when they die, they sort of instinctively know the Gop experience, it's pleasant. They want to go there. But they don't know that pleasant experience isn't there anymore. Correct, Ian?
They notice it now because that's where all this fear of death comes along. That's why more people are going out, taking their guns and killing a bunch of people and then killing themselves. It's like retribution of how they do it. All the deaths now where they're doing it, where they're shooting people in the face and stuff, they're not just like stumbling on a gun and falling on a butcher knife. No, they go out and kill 4 or 5 people or 10 people or 20 people, and then they kill themselves. They're dragging people into that same abyss. It's enlarged or elongated the capacity of their malignancy. They don't want to go themselves. They're going to take a bunch when they go. You'll see
because
that.
It's not a great place to go to.
Correct. Well, they know it's just a shift, and it's a bad shift, but they're like, okay, if I'm going, you're going too. I may not make it, but you're not going to make it either. You see?
It's just simple human revenge to make others suffer and join you.
That's a terrible word, but yeah, we'll go with it. We don't like your word, but it's okay.
Hmm.
Here's the deal. Well, okay. What we're going to do, wait 20 years to figure out a good question? We can't wait like that. Let's go. Tick-tock, honey, it's rolling now. All right. They write medicine now. They write a prescription. You go to the doctor, they'll write a prescription. They go to the doctor, here's a prescription. Here's a prescription. Here's a prescription. Take this. Okay, have 9 of these. Here's 27 pills. Okay, if you own 28 pills, that makes something else. Uh-oh, we got a little problem. Okay, yeah, they're right. Okay, we'll take you off this, and we'll put you on 2 other pills. So now you've got 31 pills. Okay, what's happening is the way they're prescribing medicine now is all of a sudden shifting and changing. Now all of a sudden they're realizing that no medicine's working. They're starting to bump into that because there's this endemic, what do you call it when you're liable? Liable, we can't even say it. We don't know how to be liable. And they have a liability because every drug they make, it's the lawyers gear up to start the lawsuits, the uncivil suits. So what they're trying to do is, sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead, Ian.
And what they're trying to do is, Ian.
The rub is the way medicine has changed, they have to keep you well. Okay, because they're changing the way they're not making money. The government pays for everything now. So they're going to change the way they do prescriptions. Now, all these wonderful drugs, your insurance won't cover it. Oh, it's not covered. Oh, it's not on the plan. Oh, sorry, you're not sick enough. You're not sick enough to need that medicine. They're changing it now, which is what you wanted all along, Carolyn. You're trying to say, don't give all this shit. Because it's killing people, and now the insurance company isn't getting paid by the people buying the drugs. They don't get paid that way anymore, so it's changing. The doctors get a flat set pay back to Canada, 202. So I don't care if I write you a prescription or not. Get in and get out. 15 minutes, let's go. Unbillable hours, let's go. Move. Next, move. You're good, you're bad. Okay, we'll come back in 6 months. We'll check you. Okay, stop this. Drink more, drink less.
Yeah.
No more meds.
So are we?
Slow down on
are
the
we
meds.
Ever gonna, are we ever going to have anybody who'll stand up in the, Trump or
they'll be dead.
The
they'll be dead.
Government and say,
they'll be dead.
Take some vitamins, take magnesium
no.
and see.
No, they're going to be
Never.
Dead. They're going to be dead. They're going to be dead. They're going to die.
Yeah.
So what good? Who cares? They're not going to have. They're not going to enjoy the benefits of an open casket.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Now, that's hard to swallow from your perspective because you're giving your very vicarious living life to trying to save these numbed up bitch back motherfuckers that don't deserve your spit. But yet you're moving heaven and earth for that one, that you can make a difference in their life and their world. And we appreciate that. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. But the point is we got to go beyond that because they're not going to make it. So therefore, don't worry about that. Life's for the living. The only people who have need of a physician are the ones that are sick. So you have to address sick, and the difference between sick and dead is a very fine line as you're fixing to prescribe.
Right. Okay. All righty. I apologize for not being prepared. I'm sure
Hey, Carolyn, listen.
You're fine, Carolyn. No, you're fine, Carolyn. It's all good. It's
Carolyn.
Beautiful. It's no problem.
So you're saying I am Carolyn takes over by default. Everybody's dying. And,
yeah.
I'm not muted. Yeah, everybody's dying.
No.
Now, the drug companies aren't getting paid the way they were from customers. They're getting paid by the government. So that makes them do what? Not care about drugs? Or?
No. They only make the drugs the government will pay for, which now becomes the least amount of doctoring they can do, which is what Carolyn's been saying since itch. Try to live without
but,
it. If you can live without it, you'll live another day. Live with it, and you'll die from it.
Right. But they are worried because their drugs are so bad, they're hurting people, killing people.
Correct. Correct. And now, again, the government ends up becoming the liability because the humans didn't pay for it.
Right. So the government doesn't want to be liable.
Right. And so, therefore, they won't pay for it. And so now the insurance companies become the doctor, not the doctor. So they're taking over.
Sure.
They're taking over what you can write. And so the doctor knows this, and somebody's having some fill-in-the-blank problem, and they go, okay, well, you need a little dose of this or a little dose of that, or you need some, you got sugar, you need some insulin, or you need this little pill, or you're hypertensive, or you're tit or tat, or did or dat, or your dick don't work, so we're going to give you some Viagra, make your dick, you don't have Peyronie's disease, you have bent dick syndrome, you can have all this fill-in-the-crap-blank shit. All those things are going to be less and less and less because people don't pay for them. The insurance companies paid for them. So the government becomes the god. Oh, wait.
So the insurance companies run things. And what do? They won't back bad drugs. Is that what you're saying?
Right, because of the liability. That's right.
Right. So that means there'll be less bad drugs out there.
Correct. And they can't buy an antibiotic now if he's on fire. China ain't sent none.
Right.
They
so quit
bad,
no more
now.
Bad drugs. And then the insurance company will support Carolyn because it works?
They won't care. Won't matter.
Why won't they care? They're not going to.
They only want to get paid, Bob. That's all they're interested
Who,
in.
Who, the insurance companies or doctors?
Yes. Both. Yes. Okay. You won't be able to tell the difference. The insurance company becomes the doctor, actually.
So they get paid for doing what?
Not letting you die.
In other words, they're not going to let the drugs be used as much. You know, be a little more smarter about the drugs, and the people will be forced to take the better drugs, less killing drugs, and so the insurance company will get paid, and that's that. And they don't care about what Carolyn's doing. But Bloomsday is significant in relation to what we're talking about, correct?
Yes, always.
And that would include Sidney Powell stuff as revealed by then. She wins by Bloomsday, I think.
Okay, maybe. We'll see. It's all distractible, you see. They're trying to make a non-thing be a thing that's not a thing. It's a thing.
Okay, who's trying to do that?
Everybody. Take
trying to make a non-thing. So what's the non-thing that they're trying to make a thing?
Trump lost, and that's it. No more discussion. No, Trump didn't lose, but he's not president. Okay, he won, but he's not president. Okay, no. Okay, Trump won, but he's not president, but he's supposed to be president, so he can be president. No way. Okay, Trump won. No, Trump lost. No way. Trump lost. No, wait. Let's see. Trump lost, and then Trump won, but Trump really didn't win. He really lost because he really won what he didn't lose. Okay. So basically, at the end of the day, nobody won the president. It's a nil. It's like your hockey score, nil. It's a nil. So we're not going to, because of that, we can't redo it over. So we're just going to say, okay, we're going to get rid of the office of the presidency. The executive branch is no longer a part of the damn government. And so in order to fill that gap, we're going to make a viceroy position. And then the viceroy can just basically overlook things and be like the Dowager guide.
So that's interesting, Kel. So that's how this Sidney Powell will cause a problem. When she shows it, nobody wants, she said they don't want the fact, they don't want to make Trump an issue anymore. So they got to say he didn't win. But Sidney said he did win. So it'll be a constitutional crisis almost about what to do about this thing, because the world will be, America will be 50-50, civil war potential, and then they'll shift the president situation to the side, that institution, and a viceroy will come in. That'll solve it. Where do you think that goes? Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Do you know how they're passing all this tax? You know why nobody's upset about this increases in the taxes? Because over mm-hmm. half of the Americans in the United States of America aren't paying a goddamn penny in taxes. They're not paying a dime in taxes. So no wonder they would say, yeah, raise it to 100%. Hell, make it be 200% tax. By God, that'll show them. Them damn rich people, they got too much. Take it away from them. Because they're not paying a dime, you see. But they will. Watch. If it goes through,
right.
It's going to be ugly.
Right, but the people aren't paying taxes because they have no money, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. I will walk over here, and we'll get into position.
Good. Time to go. So now he's ready to start, Carol. Everything's been playtime up till now, honey.
No, those were the transitional questions I wanted to ask. That was good.
That's nice. We like that.
Is Elon Musk monitoring our stuff much, or is he giving up?
Yeah. No, he wants you like a bad habit, Bob. He's like a scorned lover. He wants you.
And yet he will not call. Or if he does, I don't answer.
Because, well, you don't answer anyway, so you can explain to him what a real Baghdad battery would look like.
Right. Okay. So, coming from Sydney Point, I have a question. How does Sydney's victory? Someone, I was telling this to somebody, and they were saying, well, Sydney's victory in the little court, how will that, with no media coverage, get so influential that they'll demand Trump to be reinstalled as president? So, yes, how would
it's called,
Sydney's
it's,
little...
How did Roe versus Wade legislate abortions?
Became a law.
There it is. Oops, there it is.
Sydney's decision, the law will be
no more use of... Roe versus Wade wasn't a law. Roe versus Wade was a lawsuit.
Yeah.
It suppressed the ability to stop people from having the ability to not get an abortion.
What was that? The ability to not get an abortion,
mm-hmm.
that was suppressed. So they could get an abortion.
Correct. That's how it reads. That's how it reads.
Yeah.
That's how it reads. They made it illegal to not be able to have an abortion. Not they didn't legislate on abortions, because otherwise everybody'd have to get an abortion. It'd be against the law if you don't get an abortion. So what they did was they took it, reversed it, inverted it to squeak it through to make it be a law. If they put it through there today, it's gone. There'd be none of that. But then people's women's rights to choose and penises' rights to agree and all these other things comes up in that conversation. But that's a sidebar, but it's like that. It's likened to that.
Well, I can find out what you're talking about. Look, this thing did not become legislation. So what was it?
No. It was a court case, Roe versus Wade.
So that influenced everything like legislation.
That's what that's the court case that they used to say, I can have an abortion because of fill in the blank, Roe versus Wade.
So what is the decision Sydney's going to evoke that'll be like a Roe statement?
It's going to change the way election laws are obscured. She's going to make it so, just like an abortion, that you have the right not to vote and still affect an election.
How do you not vote and affect an election?
Like Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams didn't vote to cause an cause a problem. She's trying to make the government or her government choose who the pollsters are trying to poll. They're trying to change that. So they're going to take it back and put it back in the hands of the people. So there will be no Stacey Abrams to have the ability to have an influence on the electorate.
Right. So they many of the states changed the law a week before the election, I heard. or they allowed something to happen so the cheating could go forward and it was done.
Yep.
Whatever
yep.
is going to be cited from Sydney's point is that that won't be allowed anymore.
And that's then those are unconstitutional positions that change the outcome of the 2020 election.
Right.
It'll be a little too late at that point, so they're just going to make it be a moot point.
Well, what, too many it's, what will be the moot point?
The presidency of Joseph Robin Biden.
And to make it a moot point means it does not exist?
He was not president. He didn't make it.
Okay. So she's going to make a Roe versus Wade court decision, which affects American society like Roe versus Wade did. It's not legislation. It's some decision that everybody has to obey. A law.
It's the court case. It's the court case. And so now every other court case says, oh, because of Roe versus Wade, you can't do that, you can't do this, and you can't do that. And then they go, okay. And then that's how it goes.
What's Sydney's victory going to be called?
We're not saying that. We'll
okay.
Later.
So Powell versus assholes, it will say that nobody
no,
can
it'll
screw.
Be Sydney. It's Sydney versus Goliath.
Okay. Yeah. Now the what happens is her law is you can't mess with the election. Will they state what the election requires, machines or non-machines? What will be the standard everybody has to obey?
All those are involved because the. You have to be careful, Bob, because you got the tech buddy driving this thing now. You keep acting like you run something, but the tech buddy's driving this thing. So they can come back and say, that, okay, you're right. Sydney won, so therefore the tech buddy's going to decide who the next president is or who the next elected official is. We'll decide. Everybody put your thumbprint on your iPhone, and as you vote, we're going to count the votes, and we'll tell you who won instantly, just like that. No 2 days, no 3 weeks, no 9 months. Just like that. Boom, just like that.
Right.
We voting's over. Our voting lasts 30 minutes. Okay, now here's who's elected. And you ain't got nothing to say about it. You can't say nothing because tech
right.
body prescribed.
Is the tech body manipulating things so that Sydney wins?
We didn't say.
Well, it sounds like it. If she wins, the tech body's going to decide how it's interpreted.
Hmm. What's the outcome?
And this thumbprint thing, does that allow a lot of cheating?
No. I mean, how are you going to borrow somebody else's thumbprint?
Okay. But you have to register your thumbprint, right?
That's correct. They have that anyway. Everybody has that anyway.
Okay.
They already have that.
Now, Mike Lindell's new video features a physicist, a professor, showing registered votes versus ballots registered and population in the area. So he proves that there is cheating. Is that a powerful video that Mike makes? Are people picking up on it and saying, wow, that's a pretty good case there?
Except for they listen to him say, for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, it's MyPillow.com. If he hadn't killed himself with those damn commercials, that yes, it would be appropriate. But instead what happened is he's killed himself with the pillow talk. No one wants to give him much credence.
Yeah, I don't see the pillow talk in the video. Where is it?
You don't watch TV, Bob. You have an ad and you click it off. You don't have anything that lets you give you cookies. You'd think a man with a sweet tooth like you would allow cookies, but you just don't allow cookies ever. Think that.
Right.
You'd eat those cookies, but you don't. So therefore, you're basically expunged from all of that foddered decay.
But it is influencing the image of Mike and ruining his campaign.
That's how you knew who he was. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. You didn't see it.
I did not know about that. I just saw Mike Lindell.
Yes, you did.
Modem.
Yes, you did.
Not much. So anyways, his campaign, he's got a good video out there, but it's not going to work. Sydney's going to work, but whatever he's doing is not going to have an effect.
Those are all just building. They're building blocks so that people can go, aha, aha, aha. But see, Bob, half of America that voted for Trump, they're going to believe that video. The half that didn't vote for Trump are going to go, oh, hell no, hell no, hell no. This is a dope addict. He's a damn dope addict. He's a damn dope addict selling pillars. How's that? He's on meth. He's on meth. He never slept in his whole life, and he makes the perfect pillar. So now he can sleep. He writes a book about being a dope fiend. He's a dope fiend. Now going to tell me what's wrong with the election. He got some bad hair on. That's what he did. Yeah, ain't nothing going on here. They're not going to believe it. So what's your point? Half, the same half that were already steered to this predicated outcome, or the same half that are going to be bolstered by this information, and the same other half aren't going to give a fuck either way. So just what Carolyn's point was before. Go take your medicine.
But it sets,
go take your medicine. Go take your medicine.
Yeah, so it sets the ground for Sydney's law. Nobody can have a stupid opinion and resist things stupidly. They got to deal with the law that Sydney brings in.
Well, we say, okay, the answer is, we say, of course, Bob, that's obvious. And when Edward R. Murrow was around, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. But we don't. Now we have damn Greg Gutfeld telling you how the world's supposed to go, and you have Dan Bongino explaining you how the milk got in the coconut. You have to go that way, or what Laura Ingraham says about it, or it doesn't apply anymore. We did those from Fox on purpose because they're extreme. But see, they're overcompensating for reality. The conservative
Tucker and Ingraham are overcompensating for reality.
Well, Fox News are overcompensating, yes. They're going too far over. They're saying that everybody's wrong, and this one did that, and Nasty's wrong, and Schumer's dead, and you're fucking me up. And they say, look at the children, they're in cages. All the children, are in cages. Them's the same damn cages that Biden and Barack Obama built that Trump put his kids in, too. If they're in cages. And, oh, my Jesus fucking God, they had a fear. Trump's got them starving to death. No, he's got them in cages. No, they're starving to death. No, he won't let them over. No, he throwed them back over the wall. Trump's throwing babies back over the wall. Oh, my God, this is terrible. They're starving to death. There's nothing to eat over there. It's terrible how inhumane. What an atrocity before God. Okay, so now they've opened it up and said, y'all come, and they got nowhere to go. Y'all come, and they got nowhere to go. Okay.
Why don't they have anywhere to go?
Well, they're putting them in warehouses. They're putting them in Air Force bases. They're putting now they're giving them airplane tickets, so they don't even have to have ID. They got it whooped.
Are you
Bob.
Saying
they give you a plane ticket? Fly you wherever you want to go.
Are you saying that the reporters can't find out what's going on because Biden's hiding them? Is that what you're saying?
He's not doing a very good job of hiding anything, but he's trying to say this is no issue, this is no issue, this is no issue. There is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. But now he's turning into a big, huge fucking mess. And he's trying to make these fucking people be an electorate, and it's not going to work. So now, so, that's what that is. No problem. So if you just stop the story right there and go, okay, that's what it is. We got too many people flooding over the border. Stop. We got to address it.
I'm trying to.
Okay, we got
to. I'm trying to figure
okay,
out
wait.
What you're saying about overcompensating.
We're trying to tell you.
No,
we're
you're
trying
not
to
doing
tell
a good
you.
Job. No, you're not. What is? What are they overcompensating? The Fox News people. They're complaining too much. Is that what you mean?
They are overstating the obvious. That this will take down this one border issue will take down the Biden presidency.
That's what Fox is counting on. And,
well,
and you're saying that
that's what
won't
they're
work.
Counting. Correct. The same way they went against the CNBC and MSLSD went against Trump didn't affect Trump either. So they're doing the counterpart the other way, swinging the pendulum the other way too much.
So it ain't going to work. Meanwhile, Biden is going to destroy himself from some other cause, another reason, not because of Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson. Right. Something else is going to wipe him out. What's that?
And Sean Hannity.
Is he overcompensating, Sean Hannity?
Oh, my gosh, yes. He's still talking
about Burisma.
He's still talking about Burisma,
right, right.
Bob.
You're saying that Sydney is the real catalyst for a change.
Well, that's what her bed table says, so we're not going against the bed table for sure.
Okay.
We have to do something, Bob.
About what? What do you have to do something about?
We've got lots to do. We've got lots of things to orchestrate. We got Dr. Bean's stuff to get right with God. We got your stuff to get right with God. We have a civilization to lay out. We got to pack the planet and get it ready to go. We got to get you shaved up and cleaned up so that we can get the sun through that big old mark on your neck. And we got to get Andromeda ready so that you can have the AL2SO4 formula ready to go. We got to make sure there's enough bread of living water so you numb that motherfucker. You won't starve to death in the process. Plus, crying and bitching about how your exoskeleton is sore and we couldn't get you to fuck when you were humans, and now we're trying to get you to fuck now when you actually have to do something to enjoy coitus. But yeah, just saying, they don't like that. They don't like that either, or they do. They don't. They do. They're up and they're down. So I guess it's just going to turn into a Abbott and Costello, George Carlin, Foster Brooks, reggae hour. We can do it like they used to do with Bing Crosby. You used to watch the Bing Crosby show back when you watched TV. That'd be good. You can make fun of Bing Crosby. And who's the little fiddle player? Nero.
Let's not go on. I don't know why you're going. I forgot the topic. So the
I
won't be playing much of this.
You played that part. That was good.
Yeah, Sydney's going to cause a revolution, and
Sydney's going to cause a Sydney's going to cause a revelation. The revolution is going to come from you. You are going to cause a revolution. He's going to cause a revelation. That's right.
Right. So Fox News is blowing it. Tucker Carlson are blowing it.
No. We don't know. No, we didn't necessarily say that. We're just saying that they are overcompensating the way that CNN, MSNBC, blah, 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 all them other New York slime, they are overcompensating the way the others did against Trump that they're now doing to Biden. And Biden just stays in his bunker and don't say nothing. And when he does say, it's like them Jim Crows, them Jim Eagles, them Jim Clib Clobs. The Clib Clobs is over the Clibs. And we're like, what the fuck are you saying? Well, it's just terrible. Them laws. So, yeah, it's terrible. They need to shut them. They need to whoop a nigga. They need to go to Atlanta and whoop a nigga. That's what he said. He said, let's whoop them niggas. They get them. That's what he used to say when he was having dinner with Strom Thurmond. He said, hey, you know, sometimes we have to whoop a nigga now. Just saying. That's what he used to say. So now all of a sudden that this law is saying that black people can't vote, which is the stupidest thing ever, because you look at the law and they can vote more, they can have more, they can do more. It's better than all the way around. But that's a whole other conversation.
What did you just say? There's a law now that blacks can't vote? Is that what you just said?
That's what everybody's saying. That's what the president said about the new Georgia law for the elections.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that thing, it said blacks can vote, and the corporations are against that.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what the law said, but it was something about, no, I don't know what the law said, but the corporations are against it.
The law says, I know, and if you read the law would tell you that you can vote more days than you did before, that you can have more time, you have Sunday vote, you have more days of early voting, the polls are open from 7 to 7. You can't have food and liquor and water.
Okay.
And
is that good to allow all these days to vote? Is that good? Is that fair?
Sure. Why not? It makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat. Georgia has made it easy to vote and hard to cheat. And that's what
they're giving the vote to the black through that new law.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. But the
black now the corporations
voting.
Are against
the black
that. Okay. Topic closed. I don't want to hear any more about it. I get it. You got it. It's just, you know, the corporations are shooting themselves in the foot being against something that's nice and right. Correct? Okay.
You don't
want
any more
about it. I know. What is that? The next thing that Roxy was interested in is this ritual of moving in Cairo, I think it happened. The 22 mummies, I watched it last night, the 22 mummies, they made a big ritual moving them from one building to another building. Was there a secret society, a cult, satanic ritual involved? Or there was no ritual involved? What is
there's everything. Everything is a ritual. Of course there was a ritual.
Yes, but were the people who ran the ritual based on Satanism, say?
Satanism, that's your crowd, Bob. So no, it wouldn't. Don't give them that
was
much
not.
Credit. It was actually
so
Horus.
Right. Are they doing this to build up the tourist trade, so to speak,
no.
in Egypt?
No. They're trying to build up the power. They lost. Egypt was once my home. I was a slave.
Right. You have said that Egypt's nowhere now. So this was an attempt
Correct.
To boost their, you can call it tourism, boost their image as
Saqqara.
Significant.
Saqqara.
That's a word we look up, right? It was a Saqqara issue. Can you spell that?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. S-A-Q-Q-A-R-A.
Okay. That's what they were trying to create or exploit or retrieve.
They did.
Is this a government operation or rich people in Egypt, billionaires? Like, who needs this? The government would need
no
it, right?
No
okay.
comment.
Ah, aliens, too. Aliens are involved,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, Dude. That was a prediction for 1999 that the aliens would show up around the Great Pyramids, and somebody thought I'd be there, but I didn't know about it too much.
See,
I didn't,
that
I wasn't
was
there.
That's Bob in your dynastic period to the Middle Ages.
Right, that's old stuff. It's not how it's going to be done today. No showing up at the pyramids.
No, they won't have to do
vehicles.
That. They won't have to do that. It'll be shifted. Okay.
Well, they're really shifting. With the news, they're putting out so much content from the files about the UFOs. They're really preparing Bob's entrance, aren't they?
Otherwise, they won't accept it. They've been around all along, but then now they start talking about it. So now, oh, that's just aliens. Is it good aliens or bad? Well, I don't know. I fucked them to death, and that wasn't that good. I mean, I picked up some tricks, and they were pretty good. But let me tell you what, now, that alien penis, yes, Lord, you got to get some of that. Take a freight train, take a dirt road. Yeah. Yeah. They fuck better. Remember Stucky Stackhouse and True Blood?
Yeah.
Them vampires, they'd get busy, and they'd tell us, these was better than them vampires, Bob. Better than the vampires. all up in there.
Yeah, but you started out saying it wasn't that great. Now you're talking about how great it was. So what's the difference there? Why did you shift?
We're talking about the relegation of what is. They knew about them, but they were scared of them. Now they knew about them. Now it's what is it? The third kind? Bing bong, bing bong.
Yeah.
Third kind. What? Right. Bing bong, bing bang. The third kind. Revelations, relegations. What is it? Hips, hopscotch of the third kind. ET phone home. ET phone home. They've taken ET extraterrestrials and they've moved them into another level so that they're not spooky or not like a chupacabra,
right.
Not like a
so,
chupacabra.
So when I talk to aliens, everybody goes, that's easy. Even a dumb guy like Bob could do that. You know, it'll be all played down, and I will not be given the great credit I'm due. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. It's like humanity knows I'm the Dark Soul, and I'm not one of them. And there's no way they're going to give Bob any credit, because he's the Dark Soul, correct? That's an eternal battle. and standoffs mm-hmm. that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But I know that, so I still
yeah.
win. Well, maybe not win.
So what you're trying to say is that the Team Kraken has now filed a motion to strike Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers unpredicated, untimely, and purely political attempt to get sanctions against Team Kraken that was filed today. Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, yes, but I didn't. It's complicated. You're saying Powell stopped something that was moving against her.
Correct.
Yeah, good. In the trial. In other words, the government's trying to stop the trial because they see she's going to win.
Mm-hmm. See, this is and after the Seventh Circuit. Seventh Circuit dismissed the order and vacated it as moot.
That was months ago. That's not something that happened this week.
Correct, but this is the answer to it that brings it back up.
Yeah, so the government's trying to stop Sydney, and Sydney stopped the government trying to stop her. So
yep,
that's
filing her motion to infinity and beyond.
Right. So is there a judge who's not bribable or something, and Sydney was lucky to get a guy who's fair and is not going to go with the bullshit, or Sydney paid him off, or who? Why is she
no
getting
comment.
A guy?
No.
All right. Ion's in there. Yeah, tech body's in there. Okay. There was a this is Clinton's expertise. He was part of Reddit. This 2014, everybody was on there, became alt-right, a world of Twitter and posting that could not be controlled. And mainstream TV, Wolf Blitzer didn't know about this. So subreddit, as a joke, started promoting Don Trump in 2014, 2015, especially when he announced. So Clinton says the subreddit phenomenon influenced the news, and they're a big factor in making Trump president. Knowing the tech body did it, put Trump in, then I'll bypass Clinton. He's right. The subreddit had this big influence that no one foresaw or predicted or was ready for, but that was an extension of tech body. Would you agree with me?
We don't mind it. It's okay with us.
Well, do you agree the subreddit, that phenomenon helped or did put Trump in the White House?
Not completely, no.
Right, because there was a general population disgust with anybody from Washington, so Trump had that going for him, and the image he was a businessman, and maybe a couple of other factors that came into it. You have to include those factors, not just subreddit, correct?
That's exactly correct, because it won't stand. It'll hold, but it won't stand. See the difference?
Right. Yeah. The main thing is that people were ready for something different, and they put that something different in. And they don't like having it stuck with. Okay, here's an interesting story. Vice President Harris got a new Resolute desk or replaced mm-hmm. the one there and is bragging that she's got a better one than Trump had or something.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Are they dealing with the real Resolute desks?
They put the real Resolute desk in storage, but they're not in the White House, Bob, so it doesn't really matter what they say. They're mocking you. They don't have the White House.
And they are claiming they're going to do this when they get in the White House. Harris will do something.
Again,
now,
the
cat
the
just
flash.
Walked up. Hey, that's Ben. Ben just walked up. Now, Ben,
hey,
what's he thinking? Is he listening to us?
Yeah, you guys
like
are teaching.
Like he walks away as if he's indifferent, but he's listening, isn't he?
He's not indifferent.
Yeah, his body language is looking like he's indifferent. He's moving away, running off to the other house. He's actually, can he hear me when he's over, 200 yards down the street? Can he hear us talking?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's watching us. So why did he come up at that moment to indicate, I'm here, Bob?
Say, I'm here. I'm paying attention to you. You got my attention. I don't know why, but you got my attention. Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, back to what you were saying. the Resolute Desk. Oh, okay. Oh,
they don't have access to the Resolute Desk.
Who put it in storage? Some Trump people?
No, the new House. They don't have the White House, Bob. So it's just sitting in the White House. They're not in the White House.
Right.
They,
so it's in storage.
Kamala. No, the Resolute Desk is in the Oval Office. They are not in the Oval Office. But when they do go, that's what she's saying, if they do, she's going to get a better desk than Trump's Resolute Desk. You can choose desk you want to have.
Yeah, and you said they were reading documents. Can we publish this part? They're reading documents, getting briefed because they have access to security, now security stuff. So they found out about the power of the desk.
Yeah, but that's in the Book of Secrets anyway. That's not that big a secret.
Is the Book of Secrets some government document? What's the Book of Secrets?
No, it's from president to president to president. They get the inside secrets. Like Area 51 and who shot Kennedy and how you get a rose garden out of a manure pile and, you know, bullshit and who really fucked Lyndon Johnson the best, and, you know, the normal thing.
Okay,
he would order pants, and he always ordered pants, and he needed lots of ballroom. He had lots of ballrooms.
The Book of Secrets may not be true, or is it all completely true?
That's relative. It's subjugated. You believe it? Yeah. You don't believe it? No. Okay, who knows? Who's going to validate it either way, Bob? It's just twirling. It's spinning.
Okay. What's the Book of Secrets say? Who killed Kennedy? What does the Book of Secrets say?
Oh, we're not.
Did every
person? Yeah, we're not telling you. We're not telling you.
Does that violate national security? We could get in trouble with the government.
Not national security, but you'll find out. You were there.
I was there. I will be there. Mm-hmm. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So Harris read the Book of Secrets. How many people around Biden gets to read it? The cabinet? Just the cabinet
Nobody.
Gets to read the Book
just
of Secrets?
Just Biden. No, just Biden.
Okay, so just Biden. So he told Kamala to get rid of to create a new Resolute Desk, because Biden doesn't like
or
the
she
one.
Said it, or she said it herself. I mean, you know, whatever she says, I guess that's what goes. Because remember, she's the one, she's a half a heartbeat away from the presidency, remember?
Right, but she doesn't get to read the Book of Secrets yet.
Correct.
But the issue is Kamala Harris is snubbing reality in the face, saying, get rid of the real Resolute Desk, and I'll put a stupid one in. Right? Hers won't be any effect. Have no effect, correct?
Okay.
Now, there's something called the Abigail Project. Ed posted this. And it's based on a general who took his daughter in the 50s and let her be experimented with adrenochrome and other crazy drugs to see if they could grow someone who become like an extraterrestrial. Did that actually happen? Mm-hmm. They show horrible pictures of it. Did that happen?
Yeah. The same thing. That's the representation of Titan. You didn't watch Titan?
Titan shows a bit of that. Okay, I get that. I know what you mean about Titan.
But the one you're talking about, it wasn't that. It was Edwards Air Force Base, Bob.
That's where it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's near Lancaster Mojave Desert, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It wasn't at Area 51. It was at Edwards Air Force Base.
Right. So that project... Why did the general allow his daughter to be sacrificed like that?
Well, things happen, Bob. You know.
Well, he was nuts. He was enthusiastic about doing it. He thought it'd be good.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, 50s naivety, what it is. Right? 1950s naivety. So the Abigail Project, what's its state and fate now? Is it still going on?
Yes.
Did this girl evolve into something that's horrible to look at, but she's a powerful force they have to keep imprisoned, locked away?
Well, what you don't know, What you don't know is that Abigail didn't come from this world to start with. They basically put her back the way she actually was. The morphification, we can't even say it, morphification. Jesus, God, what are we trying to say? The morphing into this beautiful little glamorous person is that's the fictitious part. Her natural way that she ended up, that's the way she actually was.
Right, and so the general knew that she was an E.T., an alien?
Yeah. Yeah, come from Groom Lake, Bob.
Okay, so it's bullshit that it was a daughter. Did they mutate her into a daughter at first so people thought it was his daughter?
Yeah, and then she went back. Then she morphed back into her normal self.
Because of the drugs they gave her and chemicals?
She didn't have to do nothing. It happened naturally.
And the alien morphed herself into a beautiful girl on her own will. She did that.
Yeah, the worm. It's the worm. It's the worm becoming the butterfly.
Butterfly. Becoming the apple,
did
you say?
In this case, butterfly, yes. And then in this case, the butterfly went back to a worm.
Right. So, or you said apple, right? The worm becoming the apple. I think you first said that.
The apple.
And I
did
that.
Apple.
Okay. All right. So, now this extraterrestrial being that was caught because it crashed. Is that how they got access to it?
Didn't crash, it just landed.
Okay, and then it willingly offered itself up to be experimented on?
Who's experimenting on whom?
Okay, right. So they did that. Is this connected to the aliens I talked to?
It will.
So
see, you got it all wrong. Remember in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the rats were the ones performing the test, not the lab rats being tested.
Right.
Remember?
Okay, mm-hmm. I get that. So will I meet Abigail at some point?
No, you will not.
Is it because she looks so horrible? It would be quite shocking to my
system? You got your very own granny porn channel, Bob. Nothing turns you off. My God. It don't bother you.
Yeah.
He's like, honey, how can I get with you? Let me see what you look like. Let me get them clothes off. Let's see what I'm working with here. So, yeah, no.
Right.
Can I
play all this talk about the Abigail Project?
Yeah. Sure,
okay.
Why not?
Did you say that humans started to have sex with aliens and you were making fun of how that started at some point over the last 50 years.
Yeah, but not like the... Now, don't get it tangled up with the biosphere stuff. Now, that's different.
The biosphere is that experiment in Arizona or someplace that had Steve Bannon on the staff, correct? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, it's Bill Dempster's deal.
Right, and that was an alien project, the rats playing with the humans?
Uh-huh. Don't say rats, but aliens playing with the humans.
Okay, and so Bannon is informed on all that stuff?
Of course. Have you ever listened to his words? My God, he's as much in the zeitgeist. Hey, he's closer to Reverend Stang than you are, Bob.
I know. He's a McLuhanite, too. So
he actually knows, unlike most of your listeners, he actually knows who Marshall McLuhan was.
Right. So, and that's because he was a smart guy on Wall Street, learned a lot there before.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Now, that's an oxymoron. Is that like a good lawyer, Bob? Is an oxymoron?
Okay. So this is where Don Trump learned a lot about the mystery landscape from Steve Bannon.
Yeah. And Jared Kushner. Mm-hmm.
Learned a lot from Steve.
He said to tell you, hey, by the way.
I say hey back. Looking forward to meeting Ivanka. Tell him that.
Nah, okay. He's like, fuck you. I want to see Ivanka. You don't talk to me. I talk to Ivanka.
Well, that'd be that crude. But,
I would never. I'm telling you.
Are you saying that Jared, what?
I'm telling gay gazinta that you said gay gazinta hey.
Is Jared Did he inform Bannon or Bannon inform Jared? Which way did the information exchange go?
Went from Bannon to Jared to and family.
So Jared passed on the teachings of Steve to Don and Ivanka.
Yeah, Trump ain't going to give it no bother. He ain't got time for that foolishness. Why are you going to listen to some foolishness? What, you know what I mean? If you knew all that, what does that mean? Does that buy me a building on Fifth Avenue? Is that what does that do something for me? Does that give me financing to a project I want to do? No? Okay, then why are we talking? I don't need to know that.
Okay. So the Abigail Project, did it become a powerful thing that they had to imprison so because she's too powerful or it's too powerful?
But if it's that powerful, they can't imprison it, Bob.
So the ET is allowing itself to be imprisoned for its experimental purposes. It's allowing itself to be studied.
Or vice versa, yeah.
Well, that means aliens in the Pentagon are studying her, or it means the inner elite of humans know, and they're testing her.
Okay, we don't mind.
You imply that she's controlling whoever's a human is testing her, right?
We do that, yes, we do.
Yeah. Okay, you said this sentence. Within the Delphinian Oracle is the key to all knowledge and knowing, but they don't have us. I think you were talking about the original Oracle in Ionia.
Mm-hmm.
And they had. I think you've told us that the young girls who would go into trance, they did tap into some knowledge. Though probably the local kings and that didn't know what the hell
the smoke
told.
They got, it's like Bob Carr, they were after the smoke, Bob.
Right, so there was some interesting information exchange that could have been valuable if you were a lucky king and the priests went along with you. That could have some benefits. But they didn't have Ion, is what you're saying.
Correct.
We're the first time there's been a connection to Ion, I think, unless...
So far.
The Tibetans didn't get it. Nobody got it. All right. So then
well,
I go,
but you have
what
to be careful because you can undo that. You have to be careful because you could undo that. And then you could go back in time in a different continuum and change it all up and have a whole other thing. See, that's why Big Tech's got this huge censorship push right now.
They are canceling everybody so that they can control the time manipulation or time-space
that's
continuum
right.
threads?
That's right. That's right.
And that's why the tech body is involved with non-physical, spiritual, anti-pro-angel stuff, right? It's not just electricity.
Boy, you're making fun of us not knowing what the hell we were talking about. You won the calls on that one, Bob.
Yeah, that was good.
Good job, man. Good job. Good job there, Bob. You got them tangled up now. They'll never follow you now. You got the tiger by the tail, Bob. You're doing great.
Right, but the thing is, the tech body, I was explaining this to Cameron last night, there is non-physical levels because heaven has come together with earth, non-physical has come together with physical, which is known as Ion. The tech body is part of that new outcome, therefore the tech body involves not just electrical Steve Jobs knowledge, involves non-physical knowledge.
We call that Studebaker knowledge. Studebaker knowledge.
Well, you know what that is. That's Zappa's character, Studebaker Hawk. You're referring to that detective. Yeah, Studebaker Hawk, early 70s. He was special. He kept winning. So that's the Studebaker character.
So do you.
Yeah. Yep. Matter of fact, Zappa, he didn't know it, but a lot of his characters and images were based on me, right? Whatever.
Of course.
Did he observe that in me, or he just had his own crazy idea and he happened to be right?
Yeah. What's the difference?
Well, he didn't know it was me, but he knew me, so maybe he did know.
Okay.
What do you think? All right.
Yay on there.
Now, she claimed that she was a psychic, and she was, right?
Whatever that means.
In some way.
Yeah. It's real loose. You got to stay sober. You got to stay sober long enough to know you're psychic, Bob. You know, it's a hard stretch there.
She knew I was up to no good as far as she was concerned.
Well, hell, everybody knew that. They called you the dark soul. They called you the damn Antichrist when you were a baby. So, you know, what are you going to do, Bob?
Okay. We have this sentence, within the Delphinian Oracle is the key to all knowledge and knowing, but they don't have us. I go, what energies are being conveyed? What energies, if that's the word, did the Delphinian Oracle emit or work with, even though they didn't have ion?
Quantitative.
Meaning hit and miss.
Yeah.
Like quantitative. You use that word.
Quantitative.
What was that B? Just a second. To be quantitative has something to do with numbers. So
okay, look it up.
It's just statistical relationships? Ratios?
Maybe.
Perspectives?
Hit and
miss.
Quantitative.
I like hit and miss.
Quantitative. Okay. We do too.
Yeah, quantitative is hit and miss. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You look that up or you know something?
No, I didn't look it up. I know what quantitative means, hit and miss. It's statistics. It's guessing. It's sometimes you hit it, and then you don't know why you did, and then you try to find the formula, and that sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. Okay. And you may not agree with those words, but that's the best way to look at it for saying it.
Well, what about
right?
What about the quantitative variable then?
Uh-oh. Well, that's more number stuff, more ratios. The point is, they didn't have ion, so I don't care what the energies are that they had. Okay?
Well. No, you have to take the imperialist view, Bob. You got to include philosophies. How does that make numbers viable or not viable? It's a collection or analysis of data.
Did you say velocities?
Velocities, yes.
Yeah, velocities.
Of data.
Okay. Well, that's what the human mind had to work with at the Delphinian Oracle. But we've got ion cooperating a lot with us and makes it easier.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a hit the ball and drag Harry, Bob. Sometimes it don't go too good. Sometimes it goes real good. And then we spend half the time trying to tell them something, and the rest of the time trying to convince them that we didn't mean to hurt their little feelings.
Okay. Is Trump still on his project
yes.
to expose the deep state? Still doing it.
Answered.
Mm-hmm. And so a breakthrough, once Sydney stuff becomes part of people's revelation, that helps Trump in his exposing the deep state a great deal, correct?
It validates what half of America already knows. See that, Rob?
Right. Yep. Good. Very good. And now, are humans always divided 50-50 anyways?
No.
In tribalism?
No. No, 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 no. Not when Spiro Agnew was in charge.
Right. Okay, so that was a silent majority.
Right. Very good. So now, the subculture then became the prescriptive prescriber. You see, we don't know who y'all are. Y'all all get around and say there's this tiny little cabal of five people that run the world. And they tell you what you're going to do and how you're going to think and what you're going to eat and what you're not going to eat and what's available. And wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear two masks, don't wear a mask, wear three masks, no, wait, wear a mask, but take your mask off, no, keep your mask off. The same thing that they run something, you see. But you can only push the noodle so far before it starts to disintegrate.
Right. So you're saying people think five people run the world, but we were talking about, I don't even know what we were talking about that evoked that. The deep state, Sydney helps expose that. Oh, is it always 50-50 in tribes, in clans? And
no.
You said no.
No. No. It's like the cabal of five that runs the world.
Yeah, they make the mistake of thinking the cabal of five runs the world, not the division between half of the tribe versus the other half.
Well, they don't know what the one half isn't talking to the other half. They don't know what they know. See, the people that hate Trump can't figure out why people love Trump. The people that love Trump can't figure out why the other people can't see how Trump's the best thing since sliced bread. So the lack of communication is what drives a deeper maul or a
right.
prescribed wedge into the divisive, quantitative condition.
And that is the human condition of male versus female. Male doesn't understand female, vice versa. Tribes, races don't understand other races. That seems
well,
to be a...
They're all androgynous. They're all androgynous, so they got both parts, Bob. I mean, it's like tits on a bull that don't mean much, but you still all still got the same stuff. So I don't know how you
can
make that different.
Wait, are we going to get more people being hermaphrodites?
They are now.
Naturally. I know, but
well,
they'll show
now.
It. They'll
they're
show
all going to become Earth. They're all going to become earthworms, Bob.
You mean
asexual.
Die.
Asexual. No, asexual.
Okay. So the genetic altering or whatever they do with the transgendered, these operations they have.
Now, trans aren't. We're not talking about that. We're talking about everybody has all the parts, be it male or female. You have the parts. There's just a tiny little plus or minus that makes you a boy or makes you a girl or vice versa, and all that kind of stuff. Girls got nuts. They're just a little deeper. They're inverted scrotums.
What are they called in biology?
Ovums.
Okay. So the transgenders take this, including everything in yourself, in your body, they take it too literally, too concretely, and miss the fact they got both and try to make them have both or go to one side. It's a mistaken operation.
Yep.
The delusion.
Yep.
But more and more people will be taking it, or they're going to mutate into asexual beyond those concerns of the transgender.
We don't know. Maybe not. Whatever. So. Yes,
and you don't
no,
know
go, no. We don't care. Doesn't matter.
You don't know and don't care because the battles in the various time threads are...
That'll change. That are ever-changing and ever,
right.
ever-shifting. Mm-hmm.
That's why bloodline knowledge is not constant.
That's why bloodline knowledge keeps shifting. It doesn't change. It shifts.
Okay, different people get involved. So then lobbyists.
Well, somebody's included in the bloodline, but they're not acknowledged until 100 years later, and then you find out who Leopold II's mama really was.
Right. That's what I was just going to bring in.
We know things.
Yeah, but just
to
finish
we don't
cabal,
know anything else. We just know two things. That's all we know is two things.
That's right. The cabal point. The modern version of the five people are running everything was the lobbyists. The lobbyists lobby. They ran everything is what the people thought. Correct? That was their popularization of the cabal idea.
Who paid the lobbyists?
Aha. Gets back to the five again.
Yeah.
So
the lobbyists are what they used that printed the ink, that made the ink, that made the press, that made the book that Bob wrote.
Hmm. That's the lobbyists, not the cabal.
Mm-hmm.
But Bob
yeah,
wrote the
know.
Book, so Bob...
You say cabal. We say cabal. We don't know what you mean. But it's all right.
Well, the
it's
five...
It's a good word.
The five,
what does it mean?
The five people. You said the people think it runs in the world.
Okay.
And,
okay, yeah. Is that a cabal?
But that's over now.
Is that a cabal?
Yeah, that's how you use the word cabal for five people.
Okay. No, it's all right. It's all right. We just didn't know that's what it applied to. And it's all right that it do. We wish we weren't aware. We're making us not so insipidly silly anymore.
But the level of the five is really a term for Ophanel. Ophanel was running a lot of it.
Well, yeah, but don't take credit for it because you fucked up a lot of history, Bob.
that you have to redo and undo and outdo, and now we have to have cancel culture. We have to cancel Miss O'Hare, the one who got praying out of the schools. Yeah, Madeline Murray O'Hare. We have cancel that.
Yeah.
Then we got to cancel all that other shit. Then we got to cancel. We have to cancel all of Catholicism. Shit, that ain't worth nothing. So then we got to undo all that and figure out what kind of Hindu temple the papacy was representing. See, it's just a lot of problems.
Yeah, because you're trying to separate the clusterfuck. Now you're trying to say, well, this person led the clusterfuck.
And so you're saying I'm in charge of the clusterfuck, and you have to spend the rest of eternity straightening up your very own clusterfuck. So. See the raunchy rub there, Ralphie.
Yeah, it's not a thinking man's game. Yeah, I get that.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
But you did bring up the rip, and when we were talking about the Rothschilds taking over in the house, I forget the name of the Baldwin house or something, and then the Marble house, was that the Biden rip?
The House of Marlboro. It's not the Marlboro house. It's the House of Marlboro. You get people that are actually listening are going to try to gain it. They're going to calculate, however incredulously, that you know what you're talking about. So we want to make you sound as good as we possibly can, Bob.
Right. Okay, and you mentioned another house. The House of Marlboro had another name before Marlboro that you said. But look, the House of Marlboro takes over, and that's the Churchill family. Is that the Biden rip, or is that the Trump force that canceled out the Biden rip at that time that Countess Caroline got involved in?
Don't do it just yet. You don't have enough. You haven't developed enough of it yet for that. And if we tell you, you'll just confuse you, and you'll say, well, you said. We don't want to play that. So we're going to let this develop for 1 second. Bert's going to ask some questions, and he's going to clean it up, because he's not worried about that. But he does get into the dynasty stuff, and that's what this is going to come to.
All right, that's the Asian dynasty stuff, right?
Well, we don't see it Asian. We see it as the way things are.
Okay, well, that's the Ring 10 or 11, the eight empires on the angel chart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but that's not Asian, per se.
Right, I understand that, yeah. So,
good.
The rip, we don't do the rip right now. Now, if government's going to become a god, is that the, and you did say it's going to not work, is that the same as the inevitable feudalism that's coming in? Or that's different, the feudalism, from government as god?
Feudalism is going to be the answer to the problem.
That government as god... Yeah, the project to make government as God will fail, and that's a problem. How are they going to get themselves out of that mess? Feudalism is the answer.
Feudalism will solve it, because they will all either be dead or it won't apply. So, therefore, that it just will naturally fail. The Black Death seems to have a way of cleaning up all details.
Right, and the feudalism begins with the viceroy position, correct?
Well, that's just an easy way to sort it. Because they don't see a viceroy as a threat.
Right, but that is the beginning of feudalism. It's no longer the Republic of the American Constitution with the three houses, the three parts.
Okay.
The three departments. All right.
Okay. So then you're trying to say it's going to move back to the Hanover House.
Oh, okay. Aha. You brought that up the other day. That's right. I know about the Hanover House. The Morgellons disease, is there more that you'd like to say about that?
No.
No, nothing there. We're doing
There's
a lot of
there,
the emotion.
Not working for right now. It doesn't help anybody or anything right this hot second. It will soon, but not this yet.
Okay. So, I should keep that in. There it is. Now, we are talking about emotions, and there's the sentimental human emotions, and then there's another level of emotions that you implied that are drivers, right?
Uh-huh.
There's two levels of emotion here, the ascended emotion and the little man emotion. Or is the ascendant motion a misnomer? That's not really the case.
You won't know till you know.
Right, and agape is part of the ascended emotions.
Yeah, we don't like the use of the word. It's kind of glib. But yeah.
Agape is glib.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. That's the word that people use is God's perfect love. God's perfect love. They don't know who God is. They don't know what love is. They don't know what perfect is. So now they're saying God's perfect love, and they don't have a clue what the fuck they're talking about. And then they get mad at us when we straighten them out. God don't love us, but we don't know what love is. But if he did, we'd know. Well, yeah. Now we're back to lost in space. And then why did I uncall me a whore? You know how it goes.
Yeah. So the agape emotion. Oh, yeah. The emotions that I'm trying to get at is worked out in Ring 9 with Job. Remember that ring with the different human emotions?
Somehow we remember that, things, Bobby. Yes, we remember, yeah.
and that is little man emotion that
we
Job
agree.
Dealt with. Or did Job ascend to post little man emotion?
He did. That's how he survived and got better than he lost.
All right, very good.
Bitch wife. That bitch, unnamed wife of Job, that said you should curse God and die, was destroyed. And he got a new wife, a better wife, and better children, and more food, and more money, and more cattle, and more everything. He did good. He made out like a bandit.
Right. Did I say that the forbearance and putting up with all the shit that was happening to him, that those were little emotions, or little emotions applied intelligently, or they were ascended emotions?
No, they weren't ascended emotions because he had to go through it. See, that's the same thing. Remember we talked about Jesus on the cross? His last words were, Eli, Eli, Abba Sabbatani, which is, God, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is Jesus talking now. He's like, you fucked me up, God. So that's an example of the same ridicule. Mm-hmm.
Or going through the process to ascension.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, that, we don't pick your words, so we agree when we can.
Yeah. So
Don't get hung up with it, but you're good.
Right. You're saying you wouldn't pick those words, but you tolerate mine.
We do. We find you. Yeah. Well, but see, unlike most people, you're absolutely credible with the English language. Most people aren't. Everybody else is drunk on their own liquor like they think they know something, when you are the first to tell them, and don't ask me, I know nothing. I'm sure about that. I'm positive I don't know anything. See, and that part's good because now you have no relegated biases to judge your prognoses. And that's where people get messed up.
Yeah, they get biases.
You should congratulate yourself. That was good, Bob.
Right. Relegated means to dismiss an inferior rank. So in your sentence, you said, I wasn't relegating a bias. I wasn't making it inapplicable. I said, no, bias is part of our situation. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's not relegated. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when I rehear that sentence, there it is. When I hear that sentence, rehear it, I'll understand what relegated means and get it the first time you said it. All right. So. Now, you have in Brazil a new variant every week. They've now gotten to the Black Plague, and all ages are dying, and it'll just keep increasing. Anything more you want to say about that pattern than what I just said?
Just no more than what Socrates said. That was enough.
What did he say?
You're fucked and you're going to die.
Right, and he willingly took the drink. Forget the name of the drink. The Hectar or something. He took the drink that did him in.
Come on, get another glass. Can I get another glass of Hectar? I need a hemlock, Bob. Hemlock.
Oh, yeah, hemlock.
Not Hectar. I need a Hectar. I need a Hectar of hemlock. That'll be good.
Yeah, but guess
He's
what?
So cute.
Hectar is negative. Hectar, what's the good word?
Hectare.
Hectare is a part of the metric system, by the
way. Oh, okay. But I meant by hectare, nectar. It's a hexed nectar. It'll do you in. It becomes hemlock. Hemlock is nectar.
So it's like toxic whiteness then.
Yeah, whiteness. Patriarchy, you mean? Toxic.
Yeah.
Patriarchy.
Toxic. That's what right now the new trope is, it's toxic whiteness, Bob. You're gonna hear way more about that than you ever want to know.
Okay, so and of course this all services as Bob locks down Bob Rule. That's what they're objecting to. When they say a lamppost and mathematics is the white privilege.
Johnny Cakes. They say, no, it's about Johnny Cakes. Okay, you got me again. Johnny Cakes it is. And then I'll go, oh, God. And they go, okay. Wait a minute. No, Bette Midler. That's what it is about Bette Midler. Okay, you got it again. It's about Bette Midler. Bob, just like, okay, and tell us, explain it. Can you tell me? You can convince me, baby. I got you. I'll take you to KTTH. We'll show you how Seattle works.
So, but this anti-whiteness, as you said, is getting more and more extreme. Is anti-Bob, right? That's what the hidden ground there is.
Well, till it's not, they don't know.
Right.
See, that's the rub. That's the problem. They can't keep up with it. You don't know, and you're in charge of it. So how are they supposed to know? Just saying. You're letting it flow. You're letting the river run like every damn body else. All right?
Perfect. Very good, Bob. Okay.
By the way.
Yeah. Now, do you know what a tulpa is? You ever heard that word? Tulpa?
Tulpa. Yes, but they use it wrongly.
Right.
So go ahead.
And I'll look up the word here. We'll see what the Webster says.
Well, they're wrong.
Tulpa.
Because, see, it's not mysticism. It's not paranormal being a subject. It's not about power. Not that.
Okay, because, yeah, that's what
got it all wrong. The Tibetans got it all wrong.
Right. So a tulpa, according to Wikipedia, is a concept in mysticism and the paranormal, the two words you just said, of a being, concept of a being or object which is created through spiritual or mental powers. It was adapted by 20th century theosophists from Tibetan sprulpa, which means emanation or manifestation. None of that is a tulpa. Are there tulpas?
No, because look what it says. Look here. It was an adapted. If it was something that what it meant, you wouldn't have to adapt it.
Right. So it got distorted.
Correct. They're trying to say that the brain or the entity of the brain inside the human brain has its own sense of self. And so, therefore, that consciousness could apply to become part of the main human. So this is the id, Eckhart Tolle, ego issue, you see. I think I'm an axe murderer, but I've never killed anybody with an axe. Or no, what is it with Clinton? I know I'm a gay homosexual, but I never slept with another man. I'm not sure. I know I'm a gay homosexual. I just haven't had any practice at it, you see. So that would be a tulpa that you'd have to adapt to find out if you really were gay or not. Well, we were going to say axe murderer, but I haven't killed anybody with an axe yet. Lizzie Borden got good reviews for her good work all through there. We want to be like her because she got away with it. No, she didn't. Yes, she did. She killed him. She didn't get away with it, but she didn't seem to mind, you see. You know, she gave her mother 40 whacks,
okay,
and gave her daddy 41. So the axe murderer part, that would be a representation of this tulpa that the mind is the catalyst that allows this emanation or manifestation, which already was, that the mystics can say that a paranormal extrusion came from the heat-oppressed brain. Now, you know about the heat-oppressed brain, but that's not a tulpa.
Yeah. So are there something which we put the word tulpa on that is real, that you would say is the actual tulpa? What is that thing that
tech
is the
body.
Actual tulpa?
Tech body.
Aha.
Tech body.
All right. Let's hope it. Now, Bruce Powell, who likes to read Gnostic literature, he's a McLuhanite, he's done some books on McLuhan. He listened to a little bit of Ion.
We would be the Buddhist version of Tulpa. The Buddhist version of Tulpa.
But wait a minute.
Bert can help you with that.
Right. So he listened to a little Ion, and he said, Ion is a Tulpa. Now, he'd be using these erroneous definitions because he wouldn't know any better. But calling Ion a Tulpa, which means tech body, is correct, because Ion is a little bit from the reference.
From the reference. But see, if we were a Tulpa, you could see us, but you can't see us.
Aha, uh-huh. Right.
That's the difference.
So,
you can't see the tech body, but you can feel it.
Right. So, for Bruce to call Ion a Tulpa is very mistaken in light of all that you just said.
Well, he's using it as an example, but you got to look at the difference between the Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism, and the Tulpas from the Buddhist standpoint. That's closer.
So the Buddhists, that's you have closer. To see what they mean by Tulpa. That's closer to Ion than anybody else's use of Tulpa.
Yes. Yes, and a Yidam.
What's that? Is that Jewish? Yiddish stuff?
No. Y-I-D-A-M-S.
Is that something in Buddhism? A term from Buddhism?
Yeah. Tibetan Buddhism, yes.
Yeah, so you're saying, I thought you were saying Tibetan Buddhisms were erroneous. But to the degree Buddhism is close, you mean Tibetan Buddhism.
Correct.
Yeah, because they were like the Coathanites, quite close to the ascended situation in the ascended continent. They had a lot of residue from that transformation.
The Yidam give you a cleaner line because it's more like of a personal deity. That's why we like it better, because it can move you there. And that's what the tech body is becoming, because if you don't use your power, we will.
Yeah, you just said that the Tibetan Buddhism shows the Tulpa as personal power. Did you say that?
Yidam is representing, it translates into a personal deity.
And is that's giving up your power to a deity?
If you're a personal deity, if you are the deity, no. You are in your power. So you're God.
So
that's what they're saying.
Is that the meaning of a Tulpa? In Tibetan
Buddhism? If he's gonna call us a Tulpa, it would have to be the Buddhism's version of it.
Right. But it doesn't cover anything, because you said Tulpa means tech body. Tech body is not all of Ion.
That's correct. But
yeah,
it's a great part. But that's the problem here, Biggin. It's the thing. Yeah, times they are a changing. Oh God, now we're starting to sing Dylan. Now we're starting to quote Dylan. No.
I knew you'd come around. But listen to this. So the way McLuhan talked about virtual reality, technology becoming its own autonomous state, and Coker developed that, Arthur Coker, and then I developed it. That is what was unforeseen. That's the tech body. That's the fifth horseman that nobody saw the technology project came in with the printing press led to, right? This is the unforeseen, unpredicted thing. But McLuhan started to get close to it. Okay, very good. That's a good discussion about Tulpas.
Good.
Now,
okay, 805, what else you want?
So the ego and the id, can you add the word unconscious as false concepts?
Say deconscious. Don't say unconscious, say deconscious. And that way people will stop and go, well, what do you mean? And if they say that, you won, because now they got to look. That's all we're trying to get them to do, is to look.
And they have to look up the definitions, you mean?
Or figure out what the hell you're trying to say, because you're not sure.
Yeah. What about pre-conscious? Does that come into de-conscious?
Nah, that now you're talking about levels of discernment. That's a different construct.
Right. Levels of discernment. What did I just ask
That's
about?
You're being really nice. You're being really nice and together. Have you been practicing, Bob? You're actually clear tonight. This is good.
Yeah.
This is much better. You don't seem so sluggish.
But the short-term memory aspect, I forgot what we were just talking about.
Good. That's our favorite way.
What, Carol?
De-conscious.
Oh, yeah, the pre-conscious, the de-conscious. And so we get them to look into de-conscious. Should they look into pre-conscious? Or that's a ridiculous notion.
It is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Frank Zangroni made that the basis of his McLuhan book, trying to get past McLuhan, but he picked the wrong thing. He picked the pre-conscious, which is not viable. All right, but the de-conscious is.
That's
the Coldplay, is that soon coming into play, or does the amino acid plague issue is our first exposure that leads us to hide in the bunker
because
we get known for...
No. Stop all that. You won't have to go to the bunker until JW has to go. When JW has to go to the bunker, then you got to go. There won't be no chatter at that point. It'll be too wet to plow. But you don't have to go until he has to go.
Right. And he'll have to go when the amino acid thing starts to take effect.
Well, not necessarily, because everything has a drop. Everything has a drop. It's like wallpaper. You don't know what wallpaper is, but the pattern repeats itself in wallpaper. Carolyn knows all about it. She's very smart, but it's the drop.
Yeah, but what's a drop?
To calculate,
I don't know what
a drop
is.
The drop. It's the repeating of a pattern of wallpaper.
That's like a fractal.
Kind of.
Fractal, the one that repeats. That fractal, not the fractal antenna. So this repeating thing, we noticed that the amino acids leads to a repeating pattern.
Yes.
Does the Coldplay lead to a repeating pattern?
No. It's a completion.
Okay. A completion. Does the amino acid lead to a repeating pattern that we interpret as go stealth?
No, not necessarily, no.
So why did you bring in the drop and repeating pattern? What's that got to do with this question of when
It's what's occurring. It's going stealth has nothing to do with it. Carolyn says if JW had to go stealth, and it kind of like was almost like no, and she says, okay, then we don't have to go stealth, and that's right. She's correct. But when JW has to go stealth, then so shall you all.
And then when we get into the timing of it, you bring up the drop phenomenon. How is that connected to the timing?
The drop, the repeating pattern. We've had this before. We're going to have it again. We're going to deal
point. Oh, when we were talking about God loves you, those exaggerated statements, I think it was something like, God loves me, God loves you. This Jesse Zibatar, who's trying to kill the Satanic Empire and overcome it, she's saying God loves you in the same pie-eyed idealism way when she says Satan's ruling us and we got to get rid of him. It's the opposite, the same mental condition, but targeted in the opposite direction. Would you agree with that?
We don't care.
Jesse is trying to topple Satan, just as the priests of religion tell you God loves you.
Similar,
monad. That's a monad. It's an all-encompassing statement, univocal, that is not appropriate to reality.
Okay.
You like that?
You think it's delicious.
Very good. Okay. I think that's it then. Thank you very much.
Did you get a nickel worth of penny backs?
Yes. Yep, there was a lot of good stuff in there.
That's very good, very good. We tried to be as sane as we could. Good, excellent. Thank you very much, and we'll see you join Jack tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're doing Japanese. I just had an image. Who was I in England? I was thinking about somebody in England. And
Cottingham?
No. Why did somebody...
the Duke of Earl?
No, a British intellectual,
Earl of
I think.
Don't tell us. Earl of Sandwich?
No.
Damn.
It's more
don't
of
tell
a...
Us, don't tell us. Look at I see the Duke of Bourbon. Yeah, Bourbon.
No.
Yeah, that's the one. That's right. Okay, wait, don't tell us. Let's see. Whoa. Was he a poet?
Might be a poet.
Did it rhyme with Keats?
No. Oh, yeah, the poet lady. Oh, yeah, Marianne Faithfull. That's right, the poet lady. What the heck?
That's so funny. See, we actually made your dementia fun, Bob. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you actually led me along with that. Yeah, when it came poet. So I had her in my mind reading about her new album where she reads romantic poetry, Shelley Keats poetry that Ian just mentioned, and they say it's astounding what she does because she's a woman of terrible experiences, and she overcame them all. Is that bullshit? What's wrong with Marianne?
Of course. It's just you're peddling something, Bob. They're trying to make a narrative little peddle. They're trying to make a peel little sale, Bob, just making a peel little sale.
But she got raped in the sense when she was 17 at a party, the Rolling Stones manager.
So did Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, I know, but no, not that kind of rape.
No.
Listen to this. So when she was 17, a pretty teenager in school, grade 11, she's at a party, and the Rolling Stones manager, Andrew Luke Oldham, why are we getting these echo? Discovered her at a party, got a recording contract, and she became famous, 64, 65. She's only 17 and 18. And then she was forced to be the girlfriend of Mick Jagger. Did that damage her, being involved with Mick Jagger and all that early media publicity that happened
to
her?
No, what it did, the exposure, Mick Jagger was trying to overcome his own sexual incredulities. So she was a pawn. She was a pawn. He didn't know. I mean, you could look at him and kind of tell what he is, but that didn't make any difference. He was trying to be the straight guy, the straight man. And so she was used for that policy.
To make him look heterosexual.
Normal. You know, you really didn't have to be heterosexual in those days. You could be anything. It's, you know, whatever. Laying with dogs and cats. You know, people did crazy things. But the offshoot was, it helped record sales to be normal. If he is a sex symbol and he's gay, the girls don't get that. See, they don't want to be fag hags.
Right. So he had to have, he used her as a wonderful girlfriend, and yet it wasn't genuine.
And made her famous in the interim, but she wasn't like hurt, but she wanted love. And if he's going to get loved, I mean, I don't know how he can get past his mouth, but ugh.
And she never got love, did she?
Yeah,
that's why she writes, does the lonely poetry well. It's her biography.
The Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. So did Mick Jagger have a homosexual affair with David Bowie? They were caught in bed once or twice.
Of course
they did.
Of course.
But
I mean,
so Mick Jagger.
See, that's not even news. That's not even news. Okay. I mean, shit, they say worse than that about you, Bob. And it's true, too.
Right. But the thing is, it was a problem in the early 70s. Still a bit of a problem if that got out. It got out eventually. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't. He was waning as a pop star for teenagers, but that wouldn't help. That he was seen as homosexual.
But everybody knew that Gregory Peck was a homosexual, but nobody knew Marlon Brando was. It doesn't make any sense to us.
No one knows about Marlon Brando.
Correct.
That's the first time we heard of that, Carolyn. Is that why Marlon Brando hung out with Garrett?
Of course.
Garrett's antique store. They had a homosexual teasing of each other, right?
I guess. Well, you know, Garrett would say, everybody wants to be with me, Bob. Everybody wants to be with me. You know, it makes a difference, the reason.
And it makes no difference if they did get together with him.
He's right, he would never. Anyway. He's not going. He's not going to kiss him. He's not going to fucking tell.
Right. Right. Okay,
that was his whole nuance. That's what made him.
He was hot for me.
Oh, everybody is, Bob. God, Carolyn has to keep a stick. She has to keep a stick to beat him off. She's trying to keep Jimmy from coming busting in the house any day now, Bob. She's doing all she can do. She has spies watching you go to that beach, watching them people Google all over you. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Carolyn, are you listening to us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, listening. So, yeah, all those women who glommed onto me before they disappeared and left the island, they were all trying to.
Women, men, cockroaches, cats. You've got stray pussies walking around the yard now. It's terrible. It's just terrible. Bob.
We saw the cat. We talked about Ben, Carolyn.
Ben showed up. Ben's after him, too.
So, okay, let's leave it at that.
Indeed. Happy days. Thank you very much, and we will see you. Hey, you want to do something Saturday for a little while? We'll see how we go.
Just for a little while.
All right, we got it. We're not as good as we once was, but we're as good once as we ever was.
Well, it can be more than a little while if you behave. But
well,
we understand
we do what
that
we can.
You have to dominate now because it's the end, the final lap.
We don't want to. We just want them to make good conversation, and we'll follow it. We'll lead them. We'll punch them down the line to keep it flowing. But you can't just be all sulked up and asking crazy, silly stuff if you can't get anywhere from it. You got to get somewhere.
Right.
And there's an obvious point of order that you're trying to parlay. Your world, your way. Okay. If they don't like that, as you say, why are you here? Don't want to be here, don't be here. But don't complain about not being here and not getting the benefit that you wanted the benefit of because you didn't listen and do what we said. And they get mad because your life is shit. Every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens, you know?
Right.